And I want to talk about something that I've become fascinated with over the last 6 weeks, Bitcoin. And if you have been paying attention to the news in the last couple of months, you have certainly heard about Bitcoin. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, I feel mildly qualified to run this segment because for the past 6 weeks, I've been reading about Bitcoin, watching YouTube videos about Bitcoin, watching documentaries about Bitcoin. For a year or two, I've had a buddy who's been telling me, hey, you need to buy Bitcoin. And I've never really understood it, so I always just kind of tuned him out. But every once in a while, I would see him and he would say, hey, Bitcoin's over 1,000. Hey, Bitcoin's over 2,000. Hey, Bitcoin cracked 4,000 today. Hey, guess what? Bitcoin's over 6,000. And finally, because he kept telling me about it and another friend of mine was telling me about it, I started paying attention to it. And if you don't know what Bitcoin is or understand Bitcoin, it is a cryptocurrency. It's a digital currency. And Bitcoin is the granddaddy of them all. There are about currently 1,400 cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is the first decentralized digital currency. It works without a central bank or a central administrator. It's based on blockchain technology, which I still don't even fully understand. But what blockchain technology does is it allows peer-to-peer transactions. So for the course of humanity, you've had to have usually a middleman or a bank or a credit card or something that it goes between you and the person you're paying.
Right.
Well, Bitcoin, the idea behind the creation of it, and it was created by either a person or a group of people known as Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2009. And the idea was that was after the big market crash of 2008. And everybody was really frustrated. They felt like they didn't necessarily have control over their money, and they had been wronged by the banks. And so the creator of Bitcoin said, well, how can we take the banks out of the mix? Well, let's introduce this currency, worldwide, decentralized, digital currency that everybody in every country can use equally. We'll take the banks out of the mix, and you buy Bitcoin, and then you can have direct transactions with others who own Bitcoin. The idea is great.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take the government or the banking systems, which very few people necessarily trust, take them out of the mix and just have it peer-to-peer, the idea is great. It took a while for it to catch on, but even those who don't believe in Bitcoin do believe in blockchain technology, that it is the way of the future.
Yep.
And that this currency, whether it's Bitcoin or any of the other cryptocurrencies, that our future is cryptocurrency.
Hmm.
And when you learn why there are a lot of people that believe in this, it does make sense. People in countries where their currency is unbelievably volatile or worth absolutely nothing. People that work in third world countries, but it's impossible for them to transfer their money to their families who may be living in another country. There are so many good uses and reasonable uses for Bitcoin that it makes sense that it would be the future. And it's been compared to a couple of things. It's been compared to gold, and it's been compared to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's compared to gold in that a lot of people believe it will just become a store for wealth and not necessarily a currency. You could go buy something with gold today, but more people want to invest in it. So maybe Bitcoin becomes more of a store for wealth. Maybe it eventually becomes the number one currency in the world. Nobody's really sure yet. And what's driving up the price right now is speculation, really, number one. But maybe it does become a currency, and it is becoming more and more accepted. More and more places are accepting Bitcoin. They are now trading Bitcoin futures in some of the big markets, and that's given it a real boost of legitimacy.
But it's not backed by anything. It's not by, backed by the full faith and credit of a government.
No.
And
not backed by anything.
And so, it's also not the case like the our U.S. currency, which you can just print more. It's capped, right?
Right.
There's only a certain number of Bitcoin.
Yes, and I believe that number is 21 million or 24 million. And so that has increased its value just because there is a cap. And so people want to own Bitcoin because they're not going to be making more Bitcoin. It's not an actual coin. You don't get a coin. You own its value. You can buy small portions of a Bitcoin. You can buy, you know, 1/100th of a Bitcoin or whatever you can afford. It's been likened to the internet in that nobody runs Bitcoin. Like, if you were going to try to police the internet, how do you do that? Who is the CEO of the internet?
How do you print
it? Who keeps the ledger? Somebody's got to keep a ledger for Bitcoin. And who owns it? Otherwise, how do you own it if you...
Heath Ledger.
It kind of keeps its own ledger, and there are brokerage firms that you can go through to purchase Bitcoin. The biggest is Coinbase. And so you buy through Coinbase, and then you own the Bitcoin.
What is it, owning a piece of code? What is a Bitcoin then?
It is. Yes, is the short, easy answer. You are owning the idea of Bitcoin. Or it is actual currency. If you use it to buy something, then you are owning it.
It has the value.
But I'm saying,
it's digital.
But you have to have something. Like you have a USB stick that has a piece of code on it that is non-replicatable.
Well, when you do buy Bitcoin, you can either hold it in the brokerage, the account that you bought it through, like Coinbase, or you can have your own Bitcoin wallet, your own cryptocurrency wallet. And in that case, you do store the code. You have the code. You have to remember the password, and you have to store it in some safe places. There are many stories out there of people who have purchased Bitcoin, put it in their own wallet, forgotten the password. They will never recover that Bitcoin code again.
Yeah, what was the story of that dude that lost his hard drive?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how many Bitcoin he owned on that. It was like it was like a $60,000 hard drive.
Ooh.
Now.
Let me say this. I don't have the answer to all of your questions that you're going to fire at me. I've gotten to know a lot over the last 6 weeks about it. I am a believer in it. I do say it's incredibly risky. There's a lot about it I still don't understand. There's this one guy, and I'll post a couple of videos, who is, they call him Bitcoin Jesus. His name is Andreas Antonopoulos. If you watch some of his YouTube videos where he's interviewed about Bitcoin, it'll explain it a lot better than I can, but it takes 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some great documentaries out there. What I find fascinating about Bitcoin, the price has gone from, in U.S. dollars over the past year, it's gone from, a year ago it was at about $10 a Bitcoin or something like that. Not that low, I'm looking at another one. It was $1,000. And today it's worth $13,000.
Per Bitcoin.
Per Bitcoin. So if you purchased Bitcoin a year ago, if you purchased it 8 years ago when it started at a dollar a Bitcoin, you know the Winklevoss twins who I'm obsessed with? They're Bitcoin.
So
they're the first Bitcoin billionaires because they got in early. And there are a lot of people that got in early, and they're called Bitcoin whales because they own so much Bitcoin and it's grown so much in value that they've gone from investing $1,000 and now they're worth billions.
Yeah, the thing is, most people I talk to who are involved with Bitcoin, they own it, that they are like you, fascinated with it, they love talking about it, but it seems like 90% of them are frustrated that they just didn't do it a little bit earlier. Like they all got in about the time you did. It seems like a ton of people got in about the time you did,
but here's the deal.
3 months ago or so.
Here's the deal. There are a lot of people who believe that this is still early.
Right.
That if you buy Bitcoin at $13,000 or whatever you can afford, you know, maybe you can only afford a $500 investment or a $1,000 investment.
Right.
That it could, there are a lot of projections that it'll hit $20,000 this year or $40,000 next year. There are some, and a lot of these are good economic minds former Wall Street minds or current Wall Street minds that believe it will hit 100,000, that it'll hit a million, that cryptocurrency is the future. Now, there's plenty of noise on the other side, too. Warren Buffett came out yesterday, and he's not a believer in it. He thinks it's a fraud, and there are a lot of people. But a lot of those people who are claiming that it's a fraud are associated with the big banks, mm-hmm. or they're old school like Warren Buffett. Like a buddy of mine said, oh, Warren Buffett doesn't believe in Bitcoin. Well, what a surprise that a 90-year-old old school stock guy,
they went for his age,
doesn't believe in Bitcoin. You know, there are a lot of people that didn't believe in the internet or didn't believe in this or that that turned out to be the future.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to change. Bitcoin is a really risky investment. The price fluctuates dramatically. It
was up at 20 at one time, wasn't it?
It was up at 20,000 back in December. It's had a 40% fall since then, but that was its sixth 40% fall in the last year. So that's
very
just
volatile.
That's just what Bitcoin does. It rises, it falls. I would say if you are thinking about investing in Bitcoin, only invest what you're okay with losing. Don't put your 401k in Bitcoin. It's way too volatile. Just know that you could wake up one day down the road and you could be a billionaire, but also know that you could very easily lose all of it in about an hour.
Because Bitcoin runs on Christmas magic, right? If we stop believing, then it's worth nothing.
Kind of like our stock market.
Kind of like our dollar. Yeah.
Well, but stock markets have also companies and things that generate money as well.
Yeah.
You're buying a company that generates money.
True.
But Bitcoin is purely worth what people say it's worth.
Mm-hmm. And
Willing to pay for it.
Bitcoin is the granddaddy of them all, but as I mentioned, there are 1,400 cryptocurrencies. There's Ethereum, which is gaining a lot of support. There's Litecoin. There's Ripple. Some of the biggest cryptocurrencies.
Fred Sanford owned a lot of that.
He did. Are Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Cardano, Litecoin. There's Stellar. There's Dash. There's Tron. There's Monero. They're just all sorts of them. So it's a crapshoot. You want to invest in this one or that one. Half of them may be gone in a month. You may hit on the one that becomes the decentralized digital currency that the world adopts. Bitcoin is probably the safest bet. But more and more people are discovering it. You know, more people have a Coinbase account than have a Charles Schwab account.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the argument for digital currency is that right now, only 8% of the world's currency is in cash. 92% of it is already digital. But there's a middleman involved. It's your bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so the argument for Bitcoin is if you want to use it as a currency, you can pay for a transaction and it is immediate. Whereas now, if you, let's say you, especially going country to country, if you do something in a country and you're waiting to get paid, well, it's got to go through the bank. And a lot of times you don't get paid for 3 days or 5 days or a week or 2 weeks, you know, before that currency is changed or before it goes from bank to bank. And that's what a lot of people believe the beauty of Bitcoin is that it happens instantaneously.
Fascinating.
It is. And I'm telling you, I have only in this segment scratched the teeny surface of what Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are all about. And it's, to me, I have invested a little bit in it. And it's an amount that I'm comfortable losing because I know it's volatile and I'm pretty scared with my money anyway. But I will say this. All the years of trying to invest in the stock market or bonds, none of it has been anywhere nearly as interesting as Bitcoin. And so whatever I've invested already, if I lose it all today, it will have been worth it because it's been so interesting. And the ride is so wild and so much fun. And I do believe that, and while a lot of people in America are catching on, it's huge in Asia and it's huge in a lot of countries where they don't trust their currency. And I believe it's going to have such worldwide support that it will be huge in the future. And I do believe these price projections that it's going to hit 20K and 40K and 100K. And as another buddy of mine said, okay, when the governments or banks try to crash down on it because it threatens them, where are the Bitcoin headquarters? Who's the Bitcoin CEO that they try to arrest? How do they regulate? How do you regulate the internet? It's hard. You know, the American government recently announced that they're taxing any Americans who gain, if they cash in their Bitcoin, they're going to be taxed on their capital gains. That's about as much as I think they can do. Mm-hmm. Now, the banks and hedge funds, they can try to manipulate it, but they're only open from 8:30 to 3, where Bitcoin trades 24/7 and around the world. And so it's going to be really hard for old school to clamp down on it. They will be able to impact it from time to time. I'm very amateur when it comes to this, and please do not take my advice when it comes to investing. I'm the worst investor ever, but I do believe in Bitcoin.
But you say it's a lot of hoops you got to jump through in order to buy it?
Yeah, because in the beginning, Bitcoin was used by a criminal element. A lot of drug trade used Bitcoin because it's hard to trace. Well, for example, Coinbase is the brokerage that I bought through, and they make you got to give them your driver's license and your bank information and your credit card, and they only let you buy a little bit in the beginning as they verify that you're legitimate.
And
then you can buy more and more.
Testicular exam.
But for all the people, I heard a great retort for all the people who say, well, Bitcoin is just for the criminal element. This guy said, yeah, well, how many drug deals have gone down in cash?
Right.
Yeah. How many wars have been funded by mainstream currency?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, they're all criminal elements use all sorts of different avenues and all sorts of different currency.
We didn't even get into mining. That's the other thing about it I don't understand.
Yeah, the creator or whoever started Bitcoin hid somewhere and people mine for it. And a lot of the, I've heard viruses that take over people's computer are hackers that are commanding your computer to start mining for Bitcoin on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
It's so confusing.
I know I've done a poor job of explaining,
and
I'm not advising anybody to invest, but look into it. It is fascinating. And now you have more big banks and Wall Street firms and Wall Street now trading Bitcoin futures. It is becoming more and more and more legitimate every single day. I do think it's here to stay.
Follow the money.